Legendary Souls! My name is Joff and I'm a messenger of the universe. A beautiful message, this one here. A message for the legends out there and for the other legends out there that get to experience behind the scenes in a way, if you weren't there. The Big C, I don't like to give it energy. I don't like to give it its name that they gave it because you know how they are. They give it names for a reason. We can go deep with that, but that's probably a different podcast, which I've probably even spoken about, let's be honest. But yes, the Big C. What happened? What happened? I think a lot of people like to sweep it under the rug, which I find very interesting because, you know, the past is there to be learned from. And yeah, sometimes if we don't learn from the past comes back to bite us. So yeah, the reason I'm sharing this message here is I wanted to express a message of what happened for all the legends out there that stood up, that didn't wear a mask, that didn't get the V, that spoke their truth throughout that moment. I want to share this. Anyone that didn't get the V or did wear a mask, you know, there's no judgment. Everyone is entitled to their own choice and opinion. All I'm sharing here is I'm sharing the division tactics that society standards at the Matrix put on us. Because now that we look back, we're like, oh, okay. Well, that's interesting. It wasn't so bad after all. It didn't actually kill all of those people. There were forged numbers. There was this, there was that. You know how it is. All of that bullshit. I don't like going into it. People are telling me now, you know, I was saying it at the very start. Because I spoke my truth from the get-go. I was aware of the system being a bit, very dodgy from the get-go. And I spoke my truth. That's how Level Up kind of started. Big C sparked me. So I've just had a lot of people after, years after, you know, the Big C kind of, I don't know, stopped or whatever. They kind of told me, you know, you were right, this, this, and this. You know, they were forging the numbers, this, this, and this. You know, they were, you know, the hospitals, they were doing this, 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 and this. And I'm like, you know, I'm out. I clicked out. I checked out maybe 2022 of all of it because I just had enough playing the dance. I don't give it attention and energy to anything that doesn't serve me anymore. So in that, it was interesting, in that letting go came a lot of others coming to me and telling me about what's going on, like how, like that one of the V's got done for, I don't know, I don't even know, you guys know the news, I don't watch the news, I haven't watched the news in like 10 years now, but yeah, that was one of the things, you know, Pfizer or something got taken off the shelf, I don't know, anyway, it's not about that. This message is about all the legends that stood up, that didn't wear a mask, that didn't get the V, that got ridiculed, that got abused by the system, by the masses. That's what this message is about. Because I've only stumbled across this deeper awareness in the last couple of months. By us living in our truth, by us standing up for ourselves, we had everyone look at us. We had everyone mock us. We had everyone shame us. We had everyone, you know, give us a lot of negative energy. And this message, again, it goes for everyone. And it's not about guilting and shaming those that actually guilted and shamed us. It's not about that. For me, it's simple awareness. Simple awareness. For anyone that you know, if you're on either side of the fence, which is stupid, by the way, okay, divided us. That's where all of this attention and energy should be pointed towards the system. Because the system is fucked. You know, I don't like swearing on these things. But the system is fucked. And it's not very nice. It did this. It divided us. It wanted us to be divided. And the reason I'm sharing this is for anyone that was really putting others down or, you know, guilting and shaming someone for not wearing a mask or for not getting a V or, you know, whatever, all of that stuff. I'm not going to say anything negative to you at all. All I'm going to share here is just the ones that you pointed a lot of that energy at, maybe just be aware that, you know, they were feeling not safe. That's the best way to put it. Because everyone was coming for us. I remember that time. I just walked down the street without a mask and people would come for you. Or if you're walking the earth after hours or whatever, the bullshit lockdown, they'd come for you. This is just simple awareness here. For the legends out there that stood in their truth, you know, respect, and it's a good idea to, how you feeling? Are you feeling safe right now? And I'm being honest. Because that's the thing with that, with the big C, was that a lot of energy came for us. And that's what this message is about, is to just ask, you know, for both sides of the fence. Again, which is stupid, because we're all a fucking team at the end of the day. And I feel like we've all learned that. You know, anyone that fucking, you know, guilted and shamed me or put me in a lower vibration or did whatever, I forgave them on impact. Because I realized they didn't know what they were doing. However, I will stand up for myself. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. You know, forgiveness. However, we move forward and we're allowed to have boundaries. There's a lot of people that gave me a hard time that I forgave, but I didn't necessarily talk to them after that. Because that's when boundaries comes in. Because I didn't feel safe around them. If they're gonna turn on me from what they're being told by authoritarian figures, well, shit, man, they're going to turn on me from other things as well. So that's what this is about. You know, this, if family members get to listen to this, I feel like there's been a lot of family members which I haven't really had the opportunity to go deep with, because I remember on one side of my family, I just, you know, I got looked at like I was crazy, you know, and that's fine. I don't necessarily care because, you know, I'm a warrior. I will live in my truth. I will be me. However, that's the thing, is that it's not necessarily nice for people to turn on you. I didn't turn on anyone. And that's what this is about. That's what this message is about. Even for yourself, if you were on this side of the fence that you stood up, you know, mocking and guilting and shaming others and telling others, I told you so, that's where it's kind of like, nah, don't worry about that. Just be you. Be humble. Be you. But at the same time, if you want to make others aware how you feel, let them know. Let them know. Because it was an unsafe time for many. On both sides of the fence, if you want to call it like that as well. Which I still don't like doing. But at the moment, it's the only way to kind of make sense of this in the respect of this podcast. Because others were feeling unsafe because of the government basically telling us that, you know, lies. So it's just good for both sides of the fence to read, to listen to this message, and that just let the past go, let it go. Even anyone that's listening to this that potentially thought I was crazy and we don't really talk, if you guys are listening to this, man, hey, feel free to get in contact, because the past is the past. I don't care. All I'm sharing this for is that for the legends out there that stood up, you know, if you don't feel safe still, it would be a good idea to probably spend some time alone, confront this, find what it is within yourself. Because I remember walking the streets, I don't know, after hours, and there were helicopters over the top of me. I remember that. It didn't make me feel safe. It took me years to figure this out. Years. And that's what I'm saying with this, is if there's anything that happened during, if you don't feel safe right now, feel into the big C and find what it is. And good idea to, all you got to do is become aware of something. As soon as you become aware of it, the awareness will just slowly but surely unravel. How cool is that? Just find it. Be still, find what it is. A beautiful message that I feel honored that I get to share for both sides here. I don't like saying that. Because we're all one. We're all one. We're all a team. If we're ever going to point energy and attention that's not necessarily nice, not that it's not nice, to stand up for ourselves, we point it towards the system. Because the system is built on lies. The system is built on myths, mistruths. The system is built on fear. To keep us in it. And that's what this message is about as well. It's a good idea to look at that moment. And a lot of people have changed their tune here about, you know, what actually happened. even if they got all of the V's, which is fine. It's a choice. It all is what it is. And that's the thing with this, is that if you're listening to this and this is resonating, well, maybe do a bit more research into what else they're lying to us about. Focus your energy and attention, again, off each other, onto them. Because there lies deep truths. And you can go through a lot of my messages because I've got a lot about it. Even, you know, just, yeah, feel free to check out all of the messages, especially ones from a couple of years ago. They were very powerful. I had to stop doing a lot of the truth messages because I got attacked. I didn't feel safe in my own home because I'd pick up my phone and I'd be getting attacked from comments. It was what it was. That's the thing with this, is I am aware that I was putting out awareness and energy that was not necessarily common. I was a truth sharer, as I learned a lot of truths. And it is what it is. I made my bed, I had to sleep in it. You know, I had to, all of those energy that came for me, I had to learn the hard way. So it is what it is. Anyone that sent energy my way that wasn't exactly nice was what it was. I forgive, however, I am entitled to develop boundaries. And that's what I learned. I learned a lot of boundaries from this. But yeah, I feel honored that I get to share this message. This message here, feel free to share it if you like, as it's a powerful one. It's a message of behind the scenes. You know, even for yourself, if you haven't looked at it. It took me a couple of years to learn this, by the way. Because I was, you know, like I said, I was walking around without a mask. And, you know, again, people kind of pointing towards me. Yeah, it was an experience. It was an interesting experience, which I have no regrets. I feel honored that I could stand up and live in my truth and to lead by example for others. And at the same time, to stand up to the system, so that others that were in the system, even the ones that were giving me a bit of a hard time, would see it and be like, why are they doing this for? You know what I mean? They're not people just don't just do shit for nothing, especially when it goes against the grain. A deep message, this one, a deep one. With an open mind and an open heart, anything is possible. Peace and love to you all.